with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Reaction pouring in after a divided Colorado Supreme Court removed former President Donald Trump from the primary and the general election ballot this week, citing his role in the January 2021 insurrection, they call it, at the U.S. Capitol. The former president has not been charged, let alone convicted, of that crime. President Biden says it's self-evident that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist.
After the Colorado Supreme Court cited the Constitution's insurrection clause in kicking the former president off the primary ballot, President Biden told reporters that there's no question Trump supported an insurrection. He said the former president seems to be doubling down on it. But Mr. Biden stopped short of commenting on the legal case. Whether the 14th Amendment applies or not, he said, we'll let the court make that decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Holiday travel is expected to hit its peak right around now. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there could be some bad weather around Christmas and New Year's.
FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility. We get down-to-the-minute weather predictions from National Weather Service meteorologists and use those to inform exact arrival and departure routes across the busiest parts of the U.S. airspace.
The U.S. says serious negotiations are taking place on a new Gaza truce, although prospects remain uncertain after Hamas's leader reportedly has rejected the idea of a temporary ceasefire.
We're now told that the U.N. Security Council will try again to vote today on efforts to increase aid into Gaza after another delay at the request of the U.S., which is, of course, Israel's closest ally. Already what's happened is language has been watered down over the course of the week, so there's no longer a call for a cessation of hostilities, but...
That is BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting on Wall Street. It's been a strong session for the major indexes right now. The Dow is up 84 points. This is SRN News. Is the Catholic Church headed for a split? Michael Harrington has reported.
The last time it fractured was over 500 years ago, and papal indulgences were the key issue. This time, it's homosexuality. Pope Francis' decision to allow priests to offer blessings for gay civil unions has enraged numerous conservative bishops around the globe. One of them, Tomas Peta of the Archdiocese of St. Mary in Kazakhstan, has forbidden his priests from blessing homosexual relationships and has publicly admonished the Pope by name for his decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican district attorney has appealed a court ruling that determined an 1849 Wisconsin law does not ban abortions, a decision that cleared the way for abortions to resume in the state. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky asked that the appeal be heard in the state's second district court of appeals, where three of the four judges are conservative. This is SRN News. Toyota makes many of the most popular cars sold in the U.S. Now it's announced recall of 1 million vehicles over what could be a major safety issue. We get more details from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The automaker says the recall is due to a defect that could cause airbags not to deploy, increasing the chances of injury. It covers Toyota and Lexus vehicles from model years 2020 to 2022. Included are Toyota Avalons, Camrys, Highlanders, RAV4s, Siennas, and Corollas, plus some hybrids of those models. The Lexus models included in the recall are the ES250 sedan and the RX350 SUV, among others. The vehicles being recalled have sensors in the front passenger seat that may have been manufactured improperly. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.